Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. These words from the gospel reading this morning are our text. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." So far our text. For many of us, saying, "God bless you," rolls freely from our lips. We are also accustomed to saying, "God bless America," and "God bless you always," after we sing, "Happy Birthday to you." And so we think of this use of blessing as a sort of wishing good things for people. We don't want people to be sick. We don't want the devil to have his way with us. We want the blessings of God to fall upon our country. And we want the Lord to bless us each and every new year of life that he gives to us. These are nice things for us to do and for which we can hope. But this is not the sentiment of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Beatitudes of today's gospel lesson, especially these first four Beatitudes, which will be the focus for today. Throughout the centuries, Christians, both clergy and laity alike, have misunderstood these words of Christ. That is partially due to the fact that the Beatitudes are well known outside of the church. Many unbelievers hold to these words and understand them to be virtues that we all should work to obtain. Many believers have been led down that path as well. But the key to properly understanding the words of the Beatitudes, especially the first four, is to remember the subject of the verb, who is doing the speaking. Jesus opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are." It is Jesus who speaks these words. He spoke them to his disciples long ago, and he speaks them to you, right here, right now. These words of Jesus are not suggesting things that you can do in order to become blessed. His Beatitudes are not requirements for salvation. Jesus' words in these first four Beatitudes identify the condition of all mankind. Many do not understand this, but all of these apply to you spiritually. You are spiritually poor. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked." That is your spiritual condition outside of the faith, apart from Christ, dead. We confess together, we are by nature sinful and unclean. We are by nature poor in spirit because of sin. You are those who mourn. Not simply the type of mourning that you do, though, when a loved one dies. You are those who mourn over your spiritual condition. Those who realize your desperate situation and that you need a redeemer. You are those who mourn for the salvation of God because you cannot save yourselves. You are also those who are meek. You are the humble, the lowly, the destitute. Not because you want to be, but because of your rebellion against God in your sin. You are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness because you do not have it in yourselves, by yourselves. All people share in this hunger and thirst, for all people need the righteousness of God. But not all people will be satisfied of that hunger and thirst. Not all people will inherit the earth. Not everyone will be comforted in their mourning. Not everyone will possess the kingdom of heaven. This is so because not everyone believes that they are poor in spirit, or mourning for deliverance, or humble and lowly, or lacking righteousness. Yet the words of Jesus remain. This is your spiritual condition, your sinfulness that keeps you from the mercy of God. It is this condition, this sinfulness, this identity that the Lord Jesus came to bear for you, that he might do away with it once for all. By healing the sick, raising up the dead, and proclaiming the gospel, Jesus brought the kingdom of heaven to the spiritually poor. By living perfectly in your stead, and by dying on the cross to pay the price for your sins, Jesus gave comfort to those who mourn for salvation. By his blood, Jesus has redeemed the Father's creation from sin and has promised it to the lowly as their inheritance. By this holy life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, he has brought the righteousness of God to all who trust in him, to those who hunger and thirst for him. The words of these Beatitudes of Jesus are so true, so dear for you today. You need these words spoken into your ears each and every day of your life. And the Lord does this for you graciously in his word. And so this word, blessed, means so much more than the well wishes that you send to others or the desire that you have to see your loved ones and your country in a good condition. For when this word comes forth from the lips of the Savior, he speaks it for salvation's sake. You are blessed, that is, redeemed, because of the faith given to you through the word of Jesus. You who are poor in spirit, you who mourn, you who are meek, you who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, you are blessed in a way much greater than you normally could think. You are blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives to you his precious life. You are redeemed by his blood. Your sins are forgiven. You are saved. Because of Jesus, because of his blessing, you will join with the one true church, with those coming out of the great tribulation. For they are the ones who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, as our epistle reading has said. And because of Jesus' work of salvation, his bride, the church, transcends all time and space. Because of Jesus, the whole church, including those saints from this congregation who entered the church triumphant in this past year. Dwayne Seekander, Ida Ostreicher, Florence Eberts, Violet Roberts, Jim Morenz, Roger Conrad, Sue Kirby, Sandy Jarling, and Wendy Huckstadt. They all join with you at the throne of the Lamb, the altar where he gives to you his body and his blood. All the company of heaven, all those who have preceded us in this life and in the faith, are one in Christ, saying together, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Blessed are they. Blessed are you. In Jesus' name, amen. And now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ. Amen.